Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
You hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect, perfect. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good.
Hi to Greece.
Hey.
How's the weather at your place? Probably very, very warm.
No, it's very cold actually. It's snowing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought I had it bad.
Actually, it's the first time I see such a snow here for the last 10 years.
Whoa. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, I was looking forward for the LA weather next week, but then I heard it's raining. And I was like, oh
Oh, no rain.
no. It's raining in here and it'll be raining in Los Angeles, so nah.
I see. So, how are you? Are you ready to start the interview?
Hey. Hold on one second. I'll put my guitar away. There we go. Alrighty, I'm here.
So, how is it going on the Evanescence side these days?
Well, it's pretty exciting because you probably know that there are coming more and more tour date announcements.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And I'm so happy that we finally announced one show in Germany. Finally, playing one show in my home country, which is awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. And it's exciting because we're announcing the show dates for South America and for Europe. And it's like every day you're waiting for a new announcement.
So
That's
you plan to add more dates?
well, yeah.
Great news.
I
You're coming in Greece this summer. How do you feel?
am, you know what? I am so excited about coming to Greece because I'm not doing this since yesterday, so I played a lot of countries in Europe, but I've never ever been to Greece. Never. So this is my very, very first time traveling to Greece, and I'm so excited. Even my parents have been to Greece for a holiday, and everybody I know has been traveling to Greece, just not me. And so it's so exciting. I'm really looking forward to it, really.
Do you know anything about the Greek fans?
Well, I know that you're probably crazy like all the other Evanescence fans. And from what I can tell, a lot of fans from Greece have sent me very, very nice messages. Like, they can't wait to see Evanescence play, and they're looking forward to meet us all and see the shows. And so I'm really grateful for awesome fans in Greece.
What should the Greek fans expect to see from the band?
Sorry, say that again.
What should the Greek fans expect to see from the band? Maybe the same
Well,
from.
they can expect, of course, a pretty cool rock and roll show, of course. They're going to see Amy, the boys, and me. And we always try to really give not only 100% but 110% during every show, and just have a really cool, fun time. So they can just expect having a great time with us.
Cool, great. So the band released a new collection a month ago, including a new version of the song Even in Death.
Yes.
Also, Amy Lee announced that there is Evanescence in the future. Does this mean that you work on a new album or something, a new material, something like that?
Well, I am the European part of Evanescence. Amy and the guys are overseas, and to be honest, from what I can tell, we mainly focus on the touring for this year, which is first of all South America in spring and then Europe in summer. And something else. But I guess I think Amy said that in one of her interviews that she's already working on new music. And you never really stop working on music because you get inspiration from every moment in your life, right? So it could be like you're traveling in your car and then you got a great inspirational idea and maybe just pick that up later, like months later or years later, or you find cool stuff on your computer, which you recorded like gazillions of ages ago. And that might be something. So you never really stop being creative. And from what I can tell, I think she's already collecting and working on music. So we'll see.
Cool, great. How do you feel about playing guitar for a band like Evanescence? How did you see the band as a fan before being on the band, and how now?
I am honest, I've never been like one of those insane Evanescence fans. Of course, I knew the music, everybody does. And I love the music, and I bought the CD, and I listened to the songs, and I sang along. And but being able and thankful for being able to be one part of this band is. It's hard to describe it in words because I do not see it as a job. It's of course it's work, but for me, mainly after I got to know all the guys, it's really mainly fun because we really get along very good. Even if we're not on the road touring, we keep texting each other and talk on Skype and stuff, and it's really a very, very mature, friendly relationship that we have, with a lot of respect for each other. And playing those shows, one can never understand the feeling how it is to stand on stage together with those guys because they're just so talented, creative, great musicians, and we're just having so much fun on stage, and I think the people can see that. It has nothing to do with, oh, we gotta work now. Oh, we gotta deliver music. It's more like, come on, let's do a rock show and have fun and have a great time. And I really appreciate that because this is something that is not happening within every band. I know of bands, hardly the singer talks to the guitar player, and they have different hotels and human issues and stuff. And I was looking for a band my entire life where I can say that everybody is friends, everybody's honest, everybody is talented and working on the same thing, which always should be do a really cool rock show, enjoy yourself, and make fans happy. And I think definitely something I found in Evanescence because it's just cool.